Tell us about someone you used to be close to but no longer are.
Oh, probably my boyfriend from high school. Yeah, we were pretty close, but I haven't talked to him in years.
Her name was Lainey. So much of like those really, really young years just revolves around playing with this person and spending time with her and developing my imagination with her and going to dance class with her. Yeah.
We were friends in middle school. His name was Aaron. He was incredibly funny, and he had zero ego. It was only humor. We played handball every break, and his mom would take us to the best dim sum on Sundays. And whenever I went over to his house, it was immaculately clean, and there were always snacks. And he had a GameCube too, which was a major plus. I never beat him once in Super Smash Bros. I got destroyed every single time. We're talking embarrassed.
It's weird to like have so many formative memories with someone and then just, I mean, it's just life.
Friendship breakups are the worst, in my opinion.
Best friend, childhood friend, one day he decided to just stop talking to me. He would interrupt my own conversations with other people and hijack the conversation and then pretend that I'm not there, which is fucking rude. So yeah, not close to that person anymore.
It hurts. It really hurts to grow apart from friends because there's, I feel like friendships are supposed to be forever, and I think on some level I delude myself into believing that.
I had a very, very good friend, I think 6th grade through 9th grade or something like that. She was my best friend and I was very exclusive. And then she started going out with a guy and then kind of went into the background. We really drifted apart quite drastically. I spoke to her again a few years ago, and she said that I had given her an ultimatum of choosing between me and him. I don't remember that at all. She might be right. That would explain why we stopped being friends almost overnight.
I used to be really close with my brother when we were younger. He was like my best friend, and that vanished, like that went away. I mean, since he started high school 4 years ago, and it's so scary. It was so scary at the beginning, and I was like so fucking freaked out because it's really hard to lose someone that you're that close to. I mean, he pulled away and I kept asking him like what happened, what went wrong, and I obviously to him was just the annoying little sister. It actually really affected me, and now I feel like we found a middle ground, but it's never going to be the same. We're never going to be 8 and 6 again when we're laughing at stupid poop jokes and like doing bullshit around the house. It's never going to be like that again, and that's like something that's actually kind of really sad.
Well, my brother is a year and a half younger than me, and we have been best friends for most of our life. And we created a show together and toured the Fringe in 2003. And there were some conflicts developed, and we had like a disagreement that we have really never healed from. And it's very sad because we love each other and we both feel like we're trying our best to make the relationship work, but we still run into problems where it's just prickly. We're still very close and we're still good friends, but there's still these moments where it gets prickly, and I know it makes us both very sad, but I wish that we could get over that a lot.
I had a friend. She was wonderful, vibrant, energetic, outgoing. Slowly over the years, she retreated inward. And I couldn't pull her out of it. I had to make the decision to end the friendship because I was investing more into it than she was ever gonna give me back. And it wasn't fair.
My friend Ashley, she and I were coworkers, and we decided to stop talking. She has so many issues, and I couldn't take them anymore. Our relationship was so intense. It was natural, and sometimes I missed her, but it was okay.
I've had a lot of friends that I've gotten very close to. There's something beautiful that happens when you create theater. You get really close to people, and you know so much about them. But then a lot of times those theater productions end, and you kind of lose your friendships. I'm thinking a lot about this woman that I started my theater company with. We were really close, and then she went off to London. And I never heard from her. And actually, my mom passed away. I wrote to her and didn't hear back. And that's kind of when I shut the book on that one.
Sometimes people have their place in your life, and then they don't. And you have to recognize when that is.